Jesus says in our gospel today, "Come to me, all you who are weary and heavy burdened, and I will give you rest." Many in our world today, including us here today, are weary and heavy burdened. The devil is assaulting everyone in our society with all sorts of fears, anxieties, unrest, and also the blinding lights of our technological world. Given that reality, I had placards placed outside parishes that I've been at. The top of the placard said, "All are welcome in this church." And then underneath that was this gospel line that we just heard, "Come to me, all you who are weary and heavy burdened, and I will give you rest." I think a lot of people think that the Catholic Church, and the devil wants us to think that, this Catholic Church building is the last place that the devil wants anybody to come. Because they know, or the devil knows, that anyone who comes in here is going to experience a peace and a calm because of Jesus' presence here that we won't find anywhere else. And so the devil does everything he can to keep anyone from coming here. So just a couple of stories about that. First of all, I got a call a couple of years ago from a gentleman who said that he had driven past that sign for 6 months, wondering and thinking, "I need to stop in there." And then he said, "I sat in your church parking lot for 30 minutes trying to work up the courage to come in, and I finally did." So he was just calling to say thank you for keeping our church open and for having that sign inviting everyone in. Another quick story, there was another woman who just recently joined the Catholic Church, and she was relating that in her early life, she lived a life completely consumed by the devil, the things of the devil, sins, Ouija boards, tarot cards, crystals, heavy drugs, and on and on. She lived every sin in her life. And she said one time she was walking past the Catholic Church, and her conscience, the Holy Spirit, whatever it was, prompted her to grab the door and go into the Catholic Church. She said when she reached out, the devil actually kept her hand in a fist so that she couldn't grab the door. And she said that an older gentleman was walking out at that time and held the door open for her. Otherwise, the devil would have never allowed her in. I think a lot of us know of at least 5 people today who need to be here. And maybe it's your invitation that will allow them to feel comfortable enough to visit this specific church building. I think, and just encourage you to invite them and to let them know that they are welcome here. I think all of us as well, the devil's also trying to tell us, maybe we're here, but the devil then saying, "Get out of here as quickly as possible." Right? He's assaulting us with grocery shopping and errands to do back home and all these other things. They're all temptations to get out of here as quickly as possible. And I just invite us, whether it's after this Mass or coming back on another day when it's more convenient or whatever that might be, to take more time to be in the presence of Jesus in this church. Or there's lots of other adoration chapels all over the Archdiocese and the Archdiocese of Cincinnati. They're open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And this is also the parish year of the Eucharistic Revival. Every parish this year is supposed to be specifically focusing on what we can do to raise awareness of Jesus' real presence here with us in the Eucharist. So what better way than to invite other people to come here and to experience that peace that we have all found to be here in the Catholic Church. And so, again, let us invite those 5 people that we know of who need to be here. And then if it's possible, you can even offer to escort them if that's what they want or if they don't feel comfortable. And you might be the person that holds the door open for them when the devil is trying to keep their fist clenched.